Podcast series Abortion, Episode 3, 1973, Roe v. Wade. Supreme Court of the U.S. ruling that allowed federally protected legal abortions. The following article is a timeline of how and why Roe v. Wade became a law. From Britannica website, Roe v. Wade. Written and fact-checked by the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica, last updated March 26, 2024. Roe v. Wade, legal case in which the U.S. Supreme Court on January 22, 1973, ruled 7-2 that unduly restrictive state regulation of abortion is unconstitutional. In a majority opinion written by Justice Harry A. Blackmun, the court held that a set of Texas statutes criminalizing abortion in most instances violated a constitutional right to privacy, which it found to be implicit in the liberty guaranteed of the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or the property without due process of law. Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court in 2022. The case began in 1970 when, quote, Jane Roe, unquote, a fictional name used to protect the identity of the plaintiff, Norma McCorvey, 1947-2017, instituted federal action against Henry Wade, the district attorney of Dallas County, Texas, where Roe resided. The Supreme Court disagreed with Roe's assertion of an absolute right to terminate pregnancy in any way and at any time. Instead, it attempted to balance what it regarded as a quote-unquote fundamental right to privacy with the state's quote-unquote compelling interest in protecting the health of pregnant persons and the quote potentiality of human life, unquote. In doing so, the court formulated a timetable based on the notions of trimester and fetal viability, i.e. the quote capability of meaningful life outside the mother's womb, unquote. During the first trimester of pregnancy, the court ruled the state could not intervene in a person's decision to have an abortion under normal circumstances. During the second trimester, the state could regulate abortion procedures to protect the health of pregnant persons, but it could not prohibit abortions altogether. From the end of the second trimester, which the court identified as the starting point of viability, the state could regulate or prohibit abortions in order to protect the pregnant person's health or to preserve fetal viability. In no case, however, could the state criminalize abortions that were necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant person. Repeated challenges to Roe v. Wade after 1973 narrowed the decision scope but did not overturn it. In Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania v. Casey, 1992, the Supreme Court established that restrictions on abortion are unconstitutional if they place an undue burden on a person seeking an abortion before the fetus is viable. In Gonzalez v. Carhart, 2007, the court upheld the Federal Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, 2003, which prohibited a rarely used abortion procedure known as intact dilation and evacuation. In Whole Woman's Health v. Hellerstedt, 2016, the court invoked its decision in Casey to strike down two provisions of a Texas law requiring that abortion clinics meet the standards of ambulatory surgical centers in that doctors performing abortions have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. 4 years later, in June Medical Services LLC versus Russo, 2020, the court invoked Whole Woman's Health to declare unconstitutional a Louisiana statute that was, as the majority noted, nearly identical to Texas's admitting privileges law. In May 2021, the Supreme Court agreed to review in its October 2021 term a lower court's decision to strike down a Mississippi state law adopted in 2018 that banned most abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy, well before the point of fetal viability. Although the law was plainly unconstitutional under Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, Mississippi lawmakers passed the measure in the hope that an inevitable legal challenge would eventually make its way to the Supreme Court, where a conservative majority of justices would overturn or drastically reduce the scope of those decisions. The single question that the court agreed to consider in the case, Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, was whether bans on all pre-viability abortions are unconstitutional. In May 2022, an apparent draft of a majority opinion in the case written by Justice Samuel A. Alito, Jr., was leaked to a political news publication in an extraordinary breach of the traditional secrecy in which the court conducts its deliberations. The opinion, dated February 2022, indicated that the court had voted to uphold the Mississippi law and to overturn both Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey. As expected, both Roe and Casey were overturned 5-4 in the court's official decision in Dobbs, issued in June 2022, in which Alito held that there is no constitutional right to abortion. Soon after the decision was handed down, several states adopted laws that drastically limited the availability of abortion. In 1998, having undergone two religious conversions, McCorvey publicly declared her opposition to abortion. However, in the documentary AKA Jane Roe, 2020, a dying McCorvey claimed that she had been paid by anti-abortion groups to support their cause. The editors of Encyclopedia. End of article. As a final note for this episode, I leave you with this open-ended thought. Disclaimer: included is an interaction with an AI chat to gather information and give various perspectives for fuller insight. AI chat. The Roe v. Wade case itself doesn't necessarily reflect McCorvey's personal beliefs at the time, as she was mainly seeking access to safe abortion, not necessarily advocating for its overall legality. Overall, the situation surrounding McCorvey's views is muddled. It's important to research all information from both sides and acknowledge the complexities involved. From what I explained, McCorvey was simply seeking a safe abortion, which opens the door of the idea that abortion is a quote-unquote personal one, strongly connects to the concept of body autonomy. AI chat. Additional considerations. While body autonomy is a key argument for abortion rights, it's not the only one. Other factors like access to safe healthcare and the potential risks of pregnancy also play a role in the debate. The complexity of abortion means there are valid viewpoints on both sides. However, ensuring women have access to safe and legal abortion services is crucial for protecting their health and bodily autonomy. Continuing on. So the argument leaves an open discussion. I am not advocating for or against abortion, but this is where critical thinking comes into play and asks the questions of what really matters. The option has always been a personal choice of the pregnant woman, and external factors should not influence or dictate the decision-making of such a personal matter. If you like the content I share with you, please consider subscribing to my Patreon to help this podcast grow and build a community of critical thinkers together. I also ask of you to share my podcast with anyone who might be interested to listen on my in-depth research on these topics. It's by word-of-mouth referrals from you that help this podcast grow. Continue to episode 4 on post-Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.